Job chapter 39. Do you know the time when the wild goats of the rock bring forth? Or can you mark when the deer give birth? Can you number the months that they fulfill? Or do you know the time when they bring forth? They bow themselves, they bring forth their young ones, they cast out their sorrows. Their young ones are strong, they grow up with corn, they go forth, and do not return to them. Who has sent out the wild donkey free? Or who has loosened the bands of the wild donkey? Whose home I have made the wilderness, and the barren land his home. He scorns the multitude of the city, neither does he regard the crying of the driver. The range of the mountains is his pasture, and he searches after every green thing. Will the unicorn be willing to serve you, or stay by your feet bin? Can you bind the unicorn with his band in the furrow plowed ground? Or will he plow the valleys after you? Will you trust him, because his strength is great? Or will you leave your labor to him? Will you believe him, that he will bring home your seed, and gather it into your barn? Have you given the beautiful wings to the peacocks? Or wings and feathers to the ostrich? Who leaves her eggs in the earth, and warms them in dust? And forgets that the foot may crush them, or that the wild beast may break them? She is hardened against her young ones, as though they were not hers, her labor is in vain without fear. Because God has deprived her of wisdom, neither has he imparted to her understanding. What time she lifts up herself on high, she scorns the horse and his rider. Have you given the horse strength? Have you clothed his neck with thunder? Can you make him afraid as a grasshopper? The glory of his nostrils is terrible. He paws in the valley, and rejoices in his strength, he goes on to meet the armed men. He mocks at fear, and is not afraid, neither does he turn back from the sword. The quiver rattles against him, the glittering spear and the shield. He swallows the ground with fierceness and rage, neither does he believe that it is the sound of the trumpet. He says among the trumpets, "Ha, ha!" And he smells the battle afar off, the thunder of the captains, and the shouting. Does the hawk fly by your wisdom, and stretch her wings towards the south? Does the eagle mount up at your command, and make her nest on high? She lives and stays on the rock, upon the crag of the rock, and the strong place. From there she seeks the prey, and her eyes see her prey from far away. Her young ones also suck up blood, and where the dead are, there she is.